Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Quinn Tu, your host for Doing Good is Good for Business. Our topic today is social enterprise certification for your business. And our leading gentleman today is Christian Olmos. Christian works as a supervisor at the Department of Consumer and Business Affairs for the County of Los Angeles. And he and I connected when the county was preparing to launch their social enterprise certification program. So in the journey, I've learned quite a bit from Christian about how the county has gone about promoting social enterprises, and thought he would add a unique perspective to our listeners. So welcome, Christian.
Thank you, Keegan. I'm very excited to be here to talk about the social enterprise certification that the county launched October 2016.
So I have to ask, what in your background got you to the point where you're running the social enterprise certification program at the county?
Well, actually, just thinking back to when I was at Cal State Long Beach, I majored in consumer affairs. When I was in that field, the whole point of consumer affairs was to, you know, how do you help individuals, families, you know, it could be with, you know, finances or, you know, conflict resolution, health, justice, all that good stuff. So I did an internship with the County of Los Angeles Department of Consumer Affairs about almost 10 years ago. In that capacity, when I entered, I learned about, you know, consumerism, investigations, foreclosure, real estate, and I really started to see how there was a gap at that time. There was a gap between the way that the county was assisting the community, because, of course, there's always, for example, homelessness, you know, unemployment. There are individuals that might have, you know, mental issues that are that need supportive service, like, you know, because they have some kind of addiction. So I always thought there was a missing gap between how the county was assisting the community. Jumping a few years forward, we got the opportunity to bring in the Office of Small Business into the department, and we rebranded the department into the Department of Consumer and Business Affairs. When we brought in the Office of Small Business, you know, I got the opportunity to go and supervise it and inherited the local small business certification. The Board of Supervisors, you know, also understood that there was that same gap and knew that in order to assist the consumers in the best way possible, we needed the assistance of the private sector. And in researching the types of businesses out there, it was discovered that there are, you know, businesses that have a social purpose, a mission to improve the community via environmental sustainability, human justice, through some kind of maybe transitional employment assistance. And so we were directed by the Board of Supervisors to develop and launch a social enterprise preference program that would actually incentivize social and those businesses that are nonprofit, for profit, to do business with the county and be able to leverage the county's buying power, because the county actually buys billions of dollars worth of goods and services. So why not have that money go to our social enterprises who can then turn around and have a direct impact on our community?
Wow. And yeah, that was actually a very thorough answer to the question, and gave me an understanding of how the county came to launch the social enterprise program. Now, I understand that LA County is a trailblazer in this area. As far as I can tell, currently there are no other county or local governments that have this social enterprise program. Is that also your understanding?
That is correct. Based on our research, we were the first government agency to have a social enterprise preference program, a certification. I believe in the nation. I think Australia has one, and I think other countries in Europe, but in the United States, I think we are the first.
All right. Well, let's dive into the meat of the matter. What exactly is the social enterprise program that the county has created?
Sure. So the social enterprise preference program is a certification that a business, if approved, can receive and use to go after county contracts. It was designed to increase the competitiveness of those businesses that I guess will regularly be at a disadvantage because of the way they operate. We know that, for example, our small businesses can't compete with the Walmarts. We know that disabled veteran businesses can't compete with the Walmarts. And thinking about social enterprises, because they have that added responsibility to their organization, that their focus is not the profit. They're also at a disadvantage when they're going after county contracts. So this was actually designed to give these businesses that are certified a competitive advantage when they're competing against the Staples, the Walmarts of their industry. The way they become more competitive is that the preference program allows a 15% bid preference when a certified vendor is actually bidding on a county contract.
And how do you become certified in the social enterprise program?
Yeah, we actually, when we were designing the certification, we also convened a social enterprise advisory group so that we developed it correctly. We wanted to make sure that the program was developed in a way that captured the different types of social enterprises out there. So we designed it by creating about what we call four buckets of qualifiers. So a nonprofit or for-profit that, for example, has been in operation for at least 1 year providing transitional jobs, and that might include access to supportive services, to a transitional workforce, and employing at least 51% of a transitional workforce, that's one of the ways they could qualify. The second bucket is there is an agency, a private agency called B Labs, that certifies businesses as B Corps. The way that works is B Labs has the business go through a very rigorous assessment and then they'll provide a score to see whether or not they're considered a social enterprise by B Labs. So if a business has gone through that vetting process, we take it as good enough for the county. So, and it streamlines the process to certify
with
us. So we accept that as a qualifier. Now, there are some businesses that are certified green by a city government agency. And so they're also, providing some kind of impact to the community because they're cleaner, they're efficient, and so if a business is certified green by a city government agency in the county of Los Angeles, then they are also streamlined to certify as a social enterprise of the county. But then we also have the catch-all bucket. That is the a business whose primary purpose is actually the common good, as demonstrated through a published mission statement, and whose principal business activity is directly related to accomplishing that social mission, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, it makes sense to me because this is what I do on a day-to-day basis and talk to businesses about becoming social enterprises. But for the listener who may not be so familiar with this world, can you give some examples of a business that would fall into this category?
Yes, perfect. It actually, just to kind of touch, go back to the second bucket, there are certain types of corporations that just the way that they're incorporated, they are organized in a certain way where they are providing some kind of social impact for the community. And these are called, for example, a public benefit corporation and a social purpose corporation. So if a business is incorporated as either of those with the state of California and is in the county of Los Angeles, then they also would qualify for certification. But to go back to your question, one perfect example, thinking about Homeboy Industries. So Homeboy Industries, their social mission is to decrease the recidivism rate, to make sure that individuals that are coming out of incarceration get the support, the training to find employment. So the way they operate is they have Homeboy bakeries. So they sell food. And the people that they employ and assist are the individuals that come out of incarceration. So the way they fund their organization is with the food that they sell, that money goes back into the organization and is recycled so that the individuals keep receiving the support while the business keeps running and consumers can keep purchasing the goods. That's a perfect example of a business that uses their principal business to fund themselves by providing a social impact.
Yeah, and as a patron of Homeboys, I have to say they serve a pretty mean lunch there.
That's right.
And the way that they go about their social mission, I believe, is to use that industry to give people job skills, like how to work in the front end of a restaurant or do back end kitchen work or various types of employment training. Is that also your understanding?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think they branched
so
out
to in,
boy, oh, home
I'm sorry, industry. Go ahead.
No, and they I understood that they also branched out into a home grow industry, and now they're also conducting Homeboy recycling. So that's they're doing amazing work.
Yeah, yeah. So in the almost 2 years since this program has launched in LA County, what types of response or participation have you gotten from local businesses?
Are you asking how many have certified or?
We could start with that question. I realized with your question that it was a poorly worded question, so I'm sorry. Let's start how many businesses have certified?
As of today, we have 115 businesses certified as social enterprise.
And what kind of industries do they cover?
It's a wide variety. I mean, you have some, for example, that do recycling. A lot of them are certified as a B Corp, and others are social purpose corporation or a public benefit corporation. But each of them is a little different. Of course, we have Homeboy Industries, and we just mentioned that we have LA Kitchen, who provides almost a similar service, but when they do it a little different. What they do is they find the food that's not cosmetically pleasing, so it doesn't look nice, but they get it. They ensure that it does not get thrown away, and it's used to as they provide training and support services to individuals, and so that they could train in culinary art. So it also helps people find employment. And the other, you know,
right.
you also have, for example, Chrysalis, and I believe they provide support services to individuals so that they also can find employment. I visited their location, and it was just amazing with how much casework they're providing and how many individuals they were assisting. They have Downtown Women's Center, and I believe they assist women who, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they assist women who've been, you know, might have suffered some abuse to help them land on their feet. So it is a range of types of social enterprises. For example, you have one certified social enterprise, Perfectly Packaged, who their social mission is to help adolescents who are, you know, going through the puberty to understand, you know, that what changes are coming, and really provide those workshops that they might not get from their parents. And of course, they focus on the kids that are most at risk, who don't have the support. And so that's an example of the one that was the fourth book at the catch-all.
So it is a wide range of industries and businesses. If a listener is listening to this show and thinking, boy, I don't know if I could even qualify as a social enterprise, what would you recommend?
I would say call us just to have a conversation. I've had several conversations with different businesses who didn't know that they were a social enterprise. And after having a conversation with me, they realized, wow, I am providing a social good. I spoke to a business at a networking event and just asked her, you know, what kind of business do you operate? And she said she does delivery. She, you know, delivers packages to different locations, and she wanted to see if she could land a contract with the county just delivering whatever she could. And so I asked her if she qualified for the certifications. We discussed the certifications, and I asked her, you know, do you do anything socially, anything with a social purpose? And she didn't understand the question, so I rephrased it. Like, okay, so what do you do? What kind of practice do you have in your operation that you think is sets you above and beyond the normal business? And she mentioned that she focuses on hiring and providing supportive services to disabled veterans. And so she only hires disabled veterans and does provide these support services, and that's a perfect example of a social enterprise. She's helping individuals that would normally have a barrier to employment. So she actually is pursuing certification.
Wow, that's really neat. And you hit upon a point that I want to see what kinds of experience you've had with this. You and I are very familiar with what social enterprises are because of the work that we do. But when you're talking to business owners or you're going to make a presentation, do you often find that people even know what a social enterprise is?
A lot of times they don't. Unfortunately, a lot of times they don't. It's only when they've been maybe conducting business for a good amount of time that they actually start networking with the big boys in the industry, and of course that's the Chrysalis, Women, the LA Kitchen, Goodwill, for example, that they finally get to understand that what kind of operation they have, and it is a social enterprise. But I think part of my job is to be out there and giving the social enterprise movement some kind of voice. So I'm out there providing that information to them. So hopefully it does trigger something in them to realize, wow, I am a social enterprise.
And the other thing that I see a lot of is people often confuse a social enterprise with a nonprofit. How do you tackle that confusion?
That's actually a very good question. And, you know, this is actually this certification is actually one of the first ones that is open to both for-profit and non-profit. It's a lot easier to find a social enterprise that is, for us, I guess, would be for-profit, because they actually, they're not, even though they're for-profit, they're not exactly focusing 100% on the profit. The non-profits, they, of course, are, the organization is built as a non-profit, but we have to see whether or not they have any mechanism in place that holds them accountable to a social mission. So that's where we have the, for example, the Public Benefit Corporation, which is a nonprofit. That type of corporation is built with certain mechanisms that holds the entity accountable. They have to have, for example, a purpose mission statement. They have to keep, conducting annual report and publicize it, you know, to show the social impact. So there are certain things there that we look for when a nonprofit does submit an application for certification.
And do you have to recertify with the county every year, or is the certification good for a set amount of time?
It's actually valid for, once certified, you would expire after 2 years. But it's, you know, we try to make the process as streamlined as possible, so it's all online. If we do need any kind of document, you can just email it to one of our certification analysts, and they'll review it. We try to make it as easy as possible for our businesses and nonprofits, you know, because we know that any time taken away from the operation is difficult, you know. So we want to make it as easy and as streamlined as possible for them.
So how would a listener contact you or your team to explore whether or not social enterprise certification is a good idea for them?
They can actually call my team at 323-881-3964. Any one of my counselors can answer their questions. I'm also available at the same number. They could go on our website at dcba.lacounty.gov for additional information. My preference is that they call us directly so we could have that one-on-one conversation, just to make sure that they fully understand what the goal is and that they submit that application.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's always easier having a conversation as opposed to trying to get information on a website.
You know, I also want to add
Go ahead.
Oh yeah, no, I just wanted to add that, you know, once a business is certified as under any of our certifications, be it social enterprise, disabled veteran, or local small business, they also get priority registration to our networking events, which are large-scale networking events where they can meet with county buyers, partners, and learn about resources that could help them grow. So they get priority registration to those events. They also can talk to us so that we could connect them to department small business advocates, which are what we call like the bridge between a department and the business community. So those are two additional incentives or benefits for our certified vendors.
Wow, I didn't know that. Nice perks.
Thank you.
So we have listeners who are not in the LA area. They may be in a different state or even in a different country. If they're interested in certifying as social enterprises, are they eligible, or do they have to be within a certain geographic boundary?
They do have to be in some way located in the county. For social enterprise, for example, specifically, you have to have your principal place of business located in the county of Los Angeles, or have a major office located in the county where they're accomplishing their social mission.
Okay, so that's another way to approach that, is that if you're based somewhere else, if you have an office or a major part of your business in LA County, that would also qualify.
Yeah, but they have to have a major office in the county of Los Angeles while fulfilling one of the four buckets that we discussed earlier.
Sure. I understood that part. I just didn't know if, you know, a business like Walmart could apply for social enterprise.
Oh, no, no.
If they qualify and met all of the other requirements.
No, no, I wouldn't think Walmart would.
Somehow I didn't think so either. So in the last few minutes that we have on the show, tell me where you see the program heading and what are some of the future goals that the county wants to accomplish with the social enterprise?
That is a very good question. We are, I guess, nearing the end of the second year. I definitely want to increase the number of certified vendors that are that are certified as social enterprise. That's been one of the our biggest goal there is to have a robust pool of social enterprises that the county departments can reach out to and fulfill their procurement needs. If there are not enough social enterprises coming forward and certifying, at some point we have to show the Board of Supervisors that this is a meaningful program so that it could continue growing and continue to, receiving maybe even additional benefits to be certified. So right now the main focus is to grow that pool. And then on my end, I have to ensure that I'm that voice, not only in the public to spread the benefits of being certified as a social enterprise, but also internally with other county departments so that they are aware that there is this preference program out there for these businesses or nonprofits that can really have a huge impact on the community. There has to be a united front between the public and county departments so that this program continues to grow.
So are you doing both educational outreach to the public and to the various departments within the county at
That's
the same
correct.
Time?
That's correct. So we have various events that we host throughout the county, throughout the five super zero districts. We host events, and we also participate in events where we're invited to speak on the social enterprise and the other preference programs. But we also have regular meetings with, you know, department advocates and buyers so that they're aware that there is this program out there that can really make a difference in our community.
Are the events listed on the LA County's social enterprise page?
They actually, once certified, you get priority registration and an e-blast that there's an event that's being held and what date, and you're able to go in and register and have an opportunity to visit us wherever it might be. It could be, you know, our last event was held in Carson, the one previous to that, what I believe was in Alhambra, the one before that was in Santa Clarita. So we try to go around the county so that businesses don't have to drive so far. Instead, we go to them.
I see. I missed a really important question I just realized.
Sure.
Does the county charge for a business to go through social enterprise certification?
No, everything is free. Everything is free of service.
Oh, okay. And after they finish the certification process, is there something that would identify them as a social enterprise certified
yeah.
by the county?
So they'll receive an approval letter stating that they are certified as a social enterprise, but they're also included on a special list of certified vendors that procurement personnel from the county can actually look to for their procurement needs. And actually, you brought up a very good point because we're thinking about developing something, some kind of symbol, maybe like a decal or something that can identify them, that a business can maybe post up on a window. Let's go in the brainstorming process.
That would be cool if one day we go to businesses in LA and you can instantly identify that they're a social enterprise by some mark or symbol.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll be really neat. Well, I have learned a lot more about the Social Enterprise Preference Program, even though you and I have had conversations about it. There are things that came up today that I had no idea. So I really appreciate you spending your time this afternoon with me and explaining to our listener what the Social Enterprise Program is and how LA County is trailblazing the way to promote and encourage more social enterprises. Is there any last minute or last thought you want to share with our listeners?
No, just please give us a call if you believe that you may be a social enterprise or just want to have that conversation. Please reach out to us. My team will be happy to assist. And I really want to thank you, Kuyen, for inviting me to speak on this show. It's an amazing opportunity, and I really appreciate it.
Well, it's been my pleasure to have you as our leading gentleman, and a special thanks to all of our listeners, both in the U.S. and internationally. We'll be back again for another Women Lead radio show on Mondays at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m. It's been my sincere pleasure to have you today. I hope that you have a great week, and always remember, when your business does good, it's good for your people, your planet, and your profit. So keep doing good, everybody.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.